Hello, you're on Paul Mack Presents here on 761-3330. I want to thank you all for calling, and I want to remind you that each and every week, we are striving to bring you the best in telephone recorded entertainment for the movie industry. That's right, for the film industry. We got a lot of great comments coming up with you guys and gals who participated last week. And I want to just remind you that every single week, that's right, on Friday and Saturday, you can leave a comment after the sound of the tone, the loud tone for the hearing impaired, that's right, and tell us what you thought about movies or this line or anything, and we'll get back to you and run it on next week's tape. Okay, so just a reminder, this is the tape issued for February 27th through March 3rd, and we'll be taking input on March 4th and 5th, with a new tape coming up March 6th, Sunday, that's right. So, without further ado, let's get into some of those great comments you left about films. Thanks.
Hi, this is Jeff Encino. I wanted to call and ask a question. Listen, this girl, Jenny or whatever her name is, happened to tell her, like, hey, listen, if you're ever free for a day or so, you can go out with me or something. Maybe I'll go out and have a good time, you know? And that's basically all I really wanted to say. And the other thing is I saw The Entity, and it's not quite the greatest. And, like I said, if I feel like going out or anything, you know, I'm available, okay? See you later. Bye.
What are you laughing about? Is that guy funny or what?
Obviously.
Okay, gang, in case you don't know, this is not Jenny. It's
who? It is Gina.
Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gina.
From North Hollywood?
That's right.
And you are the Pat Benatar
look-alike.
Okay,
yes, exactly.
Whatever. Gina, what do you think about that guy's comment? I mean, was that off or what?
It was off the wall, but it was really sweet. I mean, he knows what he's getting into. Very good.
He knows what he's getting into. Yeah, that's fine, Gina, but wait a minute. Do you listen to my line at all?
I listen to all the time. It is, like, great, 100%.
So you know it's a movie-oriented line, right?
Yes, I do, but it's good to have off-the-wall things in there, too, you know?
Off the wall, right, off the wall.
Exactly.
Punk, man, punk. Okay. Anyway, okay. Anyhow, I'm saying to you right now that I don't think that people should... I mean, did you notice the way he handled that comment? It's like, well, I want to date this girl, and by the way, I saw The Entity. He mentioned that just so he can get on the tape. I think that...
Well, he knows just by my voice, you know, I'm good looking. It's obvious, you know.
Well, it is obvious, since I told him you were the Pat Benatar lookalike. Anyhow, since I'm going to attempt this one more time now, I failed last time. Have you seen any movies? Could you talk about a movie you've seen?
Yes.
Good. Why don't you... What did you
say? Two Gun Joe from Kokomo.
Repeat that again.
Daddy.
What?
Two Gun Joe from Kokomo.
Two Gun Joe from Kokomo.
Yes, and Beat Me Daddy with a crowbar.
Beat Me Daddy with a crowbar.
Yes, it's at a punk club in Hollywood. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. Okay, well, would you give those movies a good rating? Or?
100%.
Well, you heard it here from the Pat Benatar lookalike right here.
Yes.
And is there anything you want to say to your friend before we leave?
Yes, I would like to meet you.
Yes, you would. Now, don't turn this into a dating line, gang.
Not at all. It is 100% strict movie theaters.
That's right. We not movie theaters. Movie review. We don't run anyhow. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Jenny.
Yes, you too. Gina.
I mean, Gina.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, this is Dale from Burbank, and I'm calling in regards to some comments that were left last week about Pat Benatar. I just want to say that she is cool, and even if she were to go New Wave, she'd still be bitching. And there's no way she could ever be bad. She's cute, she's hot, she's a rocker, she's a roller. And her new album is Tops, and anybody who thinks that she's losing it just because of the album cover has definitely got their wig on backwards. So I just want to say, catch her in concert if you can. She's hot stuff. And this is Dale. And my woman, Selena, says hi, too. All you Valley cats. And if you ever get a chance, catch the Famous Figures. All right, bye.
Howdy. This is Jeff from Van Nuys.
Well, the famous director, David Lean, director of such motion pictures as Lawrence of Arabia and Ryan's Daughter, is no longer going to be making any movies. He's been laboring since 1968 on a sequel to Mutiny on the Bounty, but he's been so darn long on each picture that this time he's just gotten too old and too infirm to finish it, so he's handing it over to someone else, which no one knows who that's going to be yet. And so all I can say is I hope he's laid enough groundwork. I hope he has. He's been working on it since 68 for the person who takes it over to be able to do a good job of it. But the famous director is not going to be making any films any longer. Also, the person who called concerning the subliminal messages last week failed to mention that the films and television programs that we watch continually subvert our minds. We're watching, or a majority of Americans watch television without any rhyme or reason. They turn on whatever's on and just watch it, and it eventually is going to subvert your mind to different ideologies. There's not that many screenwriters out there that are putting on the programming, so I think we really need to be careful what we watch, and that's why this line is good, because it lets you know what's out there and what's in the theaters, and then you can know ahead of time and before you go. So I think we really need to be sensible and responsible adults and make sure that we're not going out to see something that's garbage, but we're seeing something that's quality work. And that's all from Jeff from Van Nuys. Till next week.
Yes, this is Merrill Mack from North Hollywood. Oh, a couple of weeks ago I saw a movie called The Entity. And I thought it was fair. It was a little kind of drug out. I thought it was a little far-fetched for being supposedly a true story. I think they added a little bit of make-believe to it, because I can't see how the woman could get attacked by some invisible demon. I think she had a psychological problem, and she just probably brought it on herself through her hallucinations. So other than that, it was a fairly good story. It drug out in spots, and especially when the psychiatrist told her to go home and take a couple of aspirin and get plenty of rest. It didn't sound like somebody I'd want to pay $150 for a half an hour to go see. I think he could give me a little bit better instruction than that. Outside of that, it had some pretty good special effects in it. The explosions and the glass room and all that sort of thing. The ending was a little bit strange, though. I mean, I thought it could have ended a little differently. So that's about all I can say about that movie. I'm going to go see a new one called Madman. It should be playing someplace in Hollywood. It's one of those grade Z horror flicks, you know, I kind of like. It's kind of interesting to see one of those bombs once in a while. So if I see that, I'll call up and make a comment on it. Until then, this is Merrill Mack from North Hollywood signing off.
Never hit your grandma with a shovel. It makes a bad impression on her mind.
God, calm it down. I don't mean to. I was trying to listen to a tape, and I hear that thing that you have when you call it. That whistle tone is so loud for the answering thing. Can you please try to tone it down a little bit? Thank you.
I'm so happy, oh, happy that lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. Happy, don't you worry, worry's got to dream. Things that bother you never bother me. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel happy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Having got a lot, I don't need a lot, for he's only a star.
Well, Bob, I'm sorry about that. You know, the problem with it is that it's just not perfected. That's right. We here at Paul Mack Presents don't have the right equipment yet to really do what we'd like to, because on Friday and Saturdays, that's right, when you call up and leave your comments, all you get is a single beep tone, an extremely loud beep tone, as Bob was complaining about there. I feel that you're absolutely right. I mean, who wants to call up and get their ears cleaned for free, right? I think that it is a service, though, that is greatly appreciated for the hearing impaired group that we have out there. I mean, I know appreciate that little service because, I mean, after all, they can't hear those little beep tones. I mean, you know, turn the thing up. And for you guys that can hear, I mean, just listen, and it will really do you a service and clean your ears out and help you to hear a lot clearer and louder, or vice versa by the time that's finished. Anyhow, we will be getting in new equipment as soon as the dual-phase audio staff builds us some new answering devices, and we'll be able to answer our telephones with a recording on Fridays and Saturdays saying, "Hey, you've reached Paul Mac Presents," and we'll leave a comment after the tone. So soon enough, we'll be good. So anyway, Bob, that answers your complaint. Thanks.
Here we are, two grown-up men acting like a couple of children. Why, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, you started it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Well, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Well, I know that I didn't. You did, too.
Well, if that's how you...
Can't we stop this quarreling? That's why we never get any place. Let's put our brains together so that we can forge ahead. Remember, united we stand. Divided we fall.
This is David of Burbank with a response. Larry, Studio City, and his statement on subliminal suggestions. Started out with a meaningful point about single frames of film being stuck in movies, the two quite unrelated in scenic content, with no other purpose than to stay in our brain with someone else's ideologies. Now, I have heard of such methods being used to sculpt, if you will, people's minds. A form of brainwashing. But in his reference to Steve Miller's album, Fly Like an Eagle, as being a media upon which suggestions of death and of supportive statements for death are contained, and also being a device by which we are all supposed to be programmed to desire death? Well, I'd like to know his sources for his information. He's speaking of these alleged circumstances surrounding Miller's album as if they were documented fact. Now, I have never been left with any impression of death whatsoever after listening to the album. In fact, I enjoy the album very much. In Fly Like an Eagle, the title track, it's merely advocating what has always been a desire of man: to fly. So, what better model of flight ability than an eagle? This song also speaks of everyone's wish to solve all the world's problems. Now, that's something supporting life, if you ask me. So, sorry, Larry, no death in this song. What about the other songs? Dance, Dance, Dance. Mercury Blues. Hey, I'd love to have a late model cougar, fixed to race. But if I sing about it, should I be afraid that some overambitious imagination will think I'm telling itself to commit suicide? Let's see. And then there's Rockin' Me. You Send Me, that's a remake of an old Sam Cooke classic. And one of my favorites, Wild Mountain Honey. Now, it's a song supporting the simple pleasures in life and the fact that not all happiness is in material things. So in my opinion, not only does every song on the album not outwardly suggest death, but in terms of overall effect, I feel no different about death than I did before I heard the album. I'm not trying to say you don't know what you're talking about, guy, but where do you get your news? And of all the sick groups and poisonous songs out today, what are you doing picking on Steve Miller's for? This has been a response by David of Burbank to a statement left by Larry, Studio City. Hey, Larry, what a guy. But then again, who am I?
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.
Well, that's right. David Burbank, you had something really interesting to say there. You know what that was? That's right. All you need is love. And right here on Paul Mac Presents, we put, that's right, the greatest care and handling and love into each and every tape. A few announcements I just wanted to make right here momentarily. Mr. Dan Dualface couldn't make my tape this week because he was busy working on his own project, and that was, or is, currently the Dual Phase Conference. That's right. If you want to call up the Dual Phase Conference and speak to somebody at random, give it a call. It'll be up Monday for sure. Hopefully, if Dan gets it together, he's working at the end of his ropes trying to get it working. So give it a call at area code 213-761-1330. And if you don't get anything on that number, try the other number for the conference at 761-1760. And call us at the Dual Phase Conference. That's right. Well, the other announcements are is that we're not going to be having movie promos this week because of Dan not being able to make my tape. So I'm going to have to kind of wing it here with entertainment and what comments I do have left. And basically, we'll just be doing that. So if you give us a call Friday or Saturday, we can use your comments desperately. And if you could stand the loud beep tone, well, give us a call and do that for me, okay? Thanks. And now, back to more comments.
Love is all you need.
this is Gina. I just want to make a simple little comment, which I think everyone out there should know. There's a movie called Lords of Discipline. It is the greatest movie. It is a mega movie. You should really go and see it. It is funny, it's stupid, and it's sad, and those are the best kind of movies, and I just want you to know, everyone out there, go see it. Bye.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I went out and saw Mad Men the other day, and although most people probably aren't into gore and blood films, but it was a pretty decent film on a scale of 0 to 10. I'd give it a 7. It was a good amount of axe scenes where the madman axes off everyone's head and terrorizes a group of campers. It was pretty good special effects. So if you want to get some good cheap gore thrills, I would highly recommend it. Nothing great, but it's getting there. Have a good one.
Hi, Paul. This is John from Northridge. And I was wondering, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there are wondering, what your background is. Are you, a producer, director, writer, camera operator, film critic, or someone who's just an expert in the field of movies? And I was just curious to know, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there are too. You got a good thing going there. Keep it up, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we leave behind a musical memory, a dance version of our theme song, which we hope you will enjoy. The Dance of the Cuckoos. Goodbye.